We say good evening to everyone, and we thank God for our being here tonight, and each one of you for coming in, and those who may be watching by live stream, come on out. Come on out. Whatever your excuse is, just next time, just get up and come on out anyway. Amen. I was thinking about that, as a matter of fact, when I was getting dressed, and I believe the Spirit of the Lord said this, and if I didn't, it sounds good to me, all right? But he said to tell them to come and get rid of the excuses if one of their children got sick during this time. They would get up and go to California. Drive, you know what I mean. That long distance, well, we do whatever to get to that child. So he said, get rid of the excuses, because he said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Father, we thank you that we have come together tonight. We thank you that we have had an opportunity to hear your word and worship in our opening and praise and in our singing, admonishing that you are good. We have experienced your goodness and are still experiencing your goodness. The word says so, so we know you're good. So tonight we yield to the unction and direction of the Holy Spirit. Pray that every person who hears this word tonight, hearts are prepared to hear from the youngest to the oldest. In Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. Amen. Say, I'm prepared to hear from God tonight. You know, as we were on prayer line yesterday, Bishop had us doing a confession, and one of the things he said on that prayer line is that we have yoke-destroying anointing on us, and we set the captives free. And he said a lot of other confession, but that one jumped out at me, and I wrote it down. So tonight we want to talk about the yoke-destroying anointing, and our subtopic is CFC called out. The yoke-destroying anointing and CFC called out. As I was looking at for that scripture about the yokes destroying, the anointing destroying the yokes, and I read about the children of Israel being in bondage to the Assyrians, and they were putting heavy, heavy, heavy burdens on them. And God came and told him that he would destroy all of that. And so he's saying to you, whatever the burden is that the enemy may has come to put on you, or whatever, however he got it in and got on you, he's here tonight to destroy it. The word of God is ready and able to destroy it. And so let's look at Isaiah 10 and 27, and that's just that particular verse. I don't know what version I gave you, but we'll just read whatever one you put up there, because I have a different one, and I will read it too. And it shall come to pass on that day that his burden shall be taken away. It's talking about the burden that Israel is suffering from the Assyrian. From off thy shoulders, and his yoke, the Assyrian's yoke, from off thy neck, and the yokes shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And one version says, because of the fatness, he'll set you free. So, and then as we understand anointing now, it defines the anointing as the burden-removing, yoke-destroying, the power of God. Say that. The anointing that's on me, say it again, it's on me, is the burden-removing and yoke-destroying power of God. Say, I have the yoke-destroying anointing on me to set the captives free. Shout hallelujah. And it is said that the anointing is what delivers God's people and sets the captive free. The anointing is literally God's own flesh doing what flesh can't do. So with the anointing on you, you can do super abundantly above anything that you could do on your own. Shout hallelujah. So as we look at that scripture in the Holman Christian Standard Bibles, it says, on that day, he is the Assyrian, I put in, burden will fall off your shoulders. and his yoke from off your neck. The yoke will be broken because of fatness. So what I'm saying tonight, and what you're saying, God has empowered us to shake it off. Say, shake it off. That thing that keeps bothering you, get into the word of God. Know that I'm anointed. Say, I'm anointed. We're going to say that a lot of times tonight. You know, Tyrone taught a while back, and he said, now, if you with me, we'll be short. He said, but if not, you'll be here at 3:00. Amen. All right. So that anointing destroys the yoke. That power of God on me, say, he's on me. You remember that commercial about where's the beef? And it says, in there? He said, he's in me. He's on me. So you take hold of what God has. We don't have an idol God. We don't have something wood or stone that we worship. Too many people seemingly worship these kinds of things, especially the phone and all of that. That's not God. It can't save you. It can't deliver you. It cannot deliver you from hell. But God, through Jesus Christ, has already provided the way. Let's look at Luke chapter 14, verses 16 through 19. I want to read that. Do we have the easy to read version? Jesus said to him, a man gave a big dinner and he invited people, many people. When it was time to eat, he sent his servant to call the guests. Come, for the food is ready. I think that's the wrong scripture, but go ahead. But all the guests said they could not come. Each one made an excuse. What do we say tonight? The Lord said, get rid of what? The first one said, I've just bought a field, so I must go and look at it. Please excuse me. Let's stop, because that's four. It's not 14. I could go there, but that's not what I have. Let me get back to it. It's Luke 4. Starting at 16. Thank you. Jesus traveled to Nazareth. Is that it? We're on the easily read version. Easy to read version. Jesus traveled to Nazareth, the town where he grew up. On the Sabbath day, he went to the synagogue as he always did. He stood up to read. The book of Isaiah the prophet was given to him. He opened the book and found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has chosen me to tell the good news to the poor. Say, he has chosen me. Say it. Because didn't he say, go into all the world and preach the gospel? Say, I'm chosen. He has sent me to tell prisoners they are free and to tell the blind they can see again. He sent me to free those who have been treated badly and to announce that the time has come for the Lord to show his kindness. And he gave the book back to his helper and sat down, and everybody looked at him closely. Jesus told them who he was. He has anointed us. He has called us to start, not in a bragging way, but to let people know who we are. We are children of God. We are anointed. I can lay hands on you and you can recover. I have a word that will set you free and bring you out of that bondage. I know how to use the word of God and to get that yoke off your shoulder. Because, say, I'm anointed. Say it again, I'm anointed. You know, when we come into the sanctuary to worship, and this is something the Lord has mentioned to me, and he said, start making corrections. Start making corrections. You know, that spirit of excellence that we have, we want to present to God the very top, the very best worship and self that when we come in. So when we come in, that song says, I'm going to forget about myself, concentrate on him and what? Worship him. All other things become now of no importance because I'm concentrating on the word and my Lord and my Savior, the Almighty God. Nothing else can be my God. It might not be wood and stone, but if I give it my attention, it has become my God. So what are we going to do? Concentrate on him and worship him. Let's read 18 again. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has chosen me to tell the good news to the poor. He sent me to tell the prisoners that they are free and to tell the blind they can see again. He sent me to free those who are treated badly. Say, I have yoke destroy anointing on me. I can and I will set the captives free. Hallelujah. So Jesus boldly declared to them that I'm the Messiah. He boldly told them who he was. He boldly told him that he's anointed. He boldly told them what he came to do. And so that's what we have to do. The word anoint simply means to smear or to rub upon. Jesus was smeared with the anointing of the presence of God and the power of God and the Spirit of God. Say, I'm born again. So I'm smeared with the anointing, the power of God, the presence of God. Say, I have. Say, I have yoke destroying anointing on me. Shout hallelujah. You know, and as I was doing this, I was really in my back of my mind, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, we get to talk about some anointing. Lord, anoint me with fresh oil. And, you know, we like that. And as I was writing, the Lord said to tell CFC. Say, I'm CFC. Say, I'm CFC.
I'm CFC.
Amen. He said, I called you out. No, I called you out to give you the anointing that will destroy yokes, make you fat in me, in my ways, said the Lord. So I'm called out. And now I'm fat in the anointing of the Lord. Jeremiah 1:4. And so as I was looking at the scriptures and going on, you know how when you run a reference sometime, and then the Lord began to take me away from where I thought I was going to go. And so Jeremiah 1:4, and Jeremiah, you know, is a prophet, and he had a word for the children of Israel. He had a word for the people of God. And so in verse 4, and that will be 4-6, but 4 right now, the Lord's message came to me. What did Jeremiah say? The Lord's message came to me. Listen, CFC, I'm not Jeremiah, I'm Korah, but the Lord's message came to me. And he had this word for Christian Fellowship Church. He said, I call you out to give you the anointing that will destroy yokes, make you fat in me, in my ways, says the Lord. And then he said, I call you out. Verse 5, he says, before I made you, he's talking to Jeremiah, before I made you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I chose you for a special work. I chose you to be a prophet to the nations. Now listen up, CFC. Say, I'm listening. You know, I used to work with the children sometimes. And I said, turn your ears on. So I might tell you to turn your ears on because God is speaking. Say, God is speaking to me. Tell your neighbor, God is speaking to you. And this is what he said. Before I made you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I chose you for a special work. Now he's talking to you. Say, he's talking to me. He's talking to Kathy. Before you were born, I chose you for a special work. Each one of you, say, he chose me. Everybody, say, he chose me for a special work. Whether you're young or old, he chose me for a special work. Listen to what he says. I chose you to be blank, whatever you are supposed to be, to the nations. So let's just say this. He chose me to be a prophet to the nations. And that's not talking about like the office of a prophet. It is what he said. Listen to what he said. He said, yes, nations. Say, Lord, are you talking to me to go to nations? Say it. Somebody's not talking. Lord, are you talking to me to go to nations? He said, yes, nations. Did I not say go into all the world? And then in the New King James, I don't know if I gave you that, but Mark 16, 15, you don't have to pull it up. And he, Jesus, said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel. What did God tell you? Go into what? And what? Where's all the world? All the world. Amen. Listen to what he said to CFC. Say, he's talking to me. I'm commanding you to find your purpose and pursue it. I'm commanding you to find and pursue your purpose for being in the earth and for being here in this ministry. Come on now. Find your purpose. Find your purpose. Not just come and sit and leave. Find your purpose and pursue it. Let's look at verses 7 and 8 and listen to what the Lord said. Well, let's go back to 6. I didn't read 6. In 6 he says, but I said, but Lord God, I don't know how to speak. I'm only a boy. 7, listen to what he said. But the Lord said to me, don't say I'm only a boy. You must go everywhere I send you and say everything I tell you to say. Don't be afraid of anyone. I am with you. I will protect you. This message is from the Lord. After reading that, the Lord said to tell CFC, said he's talking to me. Come on, say he's talking to me. Tell your seatmate or somebody he's talking to you. Don't say I can't. If I told you, I will enable you to do it, but you must pursue. Find your purpose. If God told you to do it, he will enable you to do it. You must pursue it. So that means all those of us who are supposed to have written books already, we better get on it. That was the one thing that came up. He said, there are many writers here in this congregation. So get on it. Find your purpose. Say, what's my purpose, Lord? You might already know. I hope you do. But then make sure you are pursuing what God says. I'm reading a story. Well, actually just read it. And this lady had a wonderful, beautiful voice. And she could have sang anywhere in the world. But she found her purpose to go sing in the slums and the people that didn't have anything. Got many, many people born again. Find your purpose. Can you say amen? Amen. Can you say amen again? Amen. Verse 9. In verse 9, the Lord reached out with his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, Jeremiah, I am putting my words in your mouth. This is what he said to CFC. I put my Holy Spirit in you, taught you who you are, and who he is. Now learn from my prophets what I'm saying to you. Learn and obey, I say. This is a profound message. He's talking to me now, Cora. Presented in such a way that by action and speech that they can perceive the anointing that's in it, upon it, and in you, and in this church. We are CFC. We are anointed. I am CFC. I am anointed. I am his body. Hallelujah. 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 He said that he wants you to be quick and eager to obey. He said, tell it so that they will take this word and run with it. I, the Lord, have spoken, CFC, and am speaking through my prophets of old and of today, here and now. Verse 10. Today, say today. Tonight, today, I have put you in charge of nations and kingdoms. You will pull down, you will pull up and tear down. You will destroy and overthrow. You will build and plant. Did you hear what the Lord said? And you say, oh, how wonderful what he said to Jeremiah. CFC, today, I have put you in charge of nations and kingdoms. You will pull up and you will tear down. You will destroy and overthrow. You will build and plant. Psalm 2:8. Behold, I give you what? Come on now. Ask of me and I will give thee what? The heathen for thine inheritance and the what? For what? Isn't that nations? Isn't that nation? Isn't that nations? I say, isn't that nations? He says, I have called CFC as a church and each one of you as an individual to pull down long-held traditions that have nothing to do with the gospel. Traditions such as arriving at church whenever it is convenient to you. Traditions such as withholding the tithe and offering and letting someone else do it, but enjoy all of the benefits they pay for, such as heat and air and restroom, just to name a few. I've called CFC to pull down such as being diligent. To build up, I got the wrong one. To call CFC to be diligent in teaching, being consistent about spreading the gospel. Satan, Corey, straighten out. Tear down such tradition as being diligent and consistent about spreading gossip rather than the gospel. That's what got me. Being diligent to tear down such tradition as electing a pastor and letting him stay according to your or the deacon board's dictates or on the wealth of some wealthy person in the church. I've called you to tear down such traditions, and the list goes on. I called you, say we are called, to overthrow the long-held belief by many that I put sickness, troubles, disasters, and such on people and bring it into their lives. My word plainly teaches, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, easy to read version. All scripture is given by whom? I didn't hear you. And all scripture is useful for teaching and for showing people what is in their lives. It is useful for correcting false and teaching people what? The right way to live. So that's what the scripture is for. Not the sickness, not the disease, not the disaster. God didn't bring that to teach you that something. You may learn something in the process of it, but he said, if you will take my word, thy word have I hidden in my heart, Psalm 119:11, I think it is, that I might not sin against you. Thy word, I meditate in it day and night, Proverbs 4:20-22. I meditate in that word. I know that word. I know who you are. I know what you say, and I do what you say, says the Lord. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 1:10. I really want that last line. I mean, you may have to put the whole one up, but we are back to, well, we'll do the whole thing. Today, I put you in charge of nations. That's us. You will pull and tear down, pull up and tear down. So that's us. You will destroy and overthrow. So that's us. You will build and plant. So that's us. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to what he says. I called you to rise out of poverty and lack. I called you to raise children to become holy men and women Let me see, let's go to Psalm 144 and 12 before I read that. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, and our daughters may be as cornerstone, polished after the similitude of a palace. All right, I call you to raise up children to become holy men and women who run from lying, cheating, laziness, fornicating, like Joseph did when he fled Potiphar's wife when she tried to entice him. Go to Genesis chapter 39. I really need to read this whole chapter, but I won't take time to do it. If you know the story of Joseph, and if you don't, you can read it. How he was sold into Egypt, and Potiphar turned everything in his house over to Joseph. Joseph was responsible for everything. If you can back up to verse 6, yeah. So Potiphar allowed Joseph to take responsibility for everything in his house. Potiphar didn't have a worry about anything except what to eat. Now that's favor. On prayer line, Ms. Keisha mentioned, she said, I keep hearing favor, favor. All doing prayer, I hear favor. That's favor. Say favor. But Joseph was a very handsome, good-looking man. After some time, the wife of Joseph's master began to pay special attention to him. And then let's skip down. She talked 10. She talked with Joseph every day, but he refused to sleep with her. One day, Joseph went into the house to do his work, and he was the only man in the house, and his wife grabbed his coat, but Joseph ran out of the house so fast that he left his coat in his hand. I'm going to stop right there. God said, I raise you, I call you to raise up young men and women who will run from fornication, who will run from lying, who will run from stealing, who will run to me. And they will be known in the land as holy young men and holy women. And in so many of these areas, we have failed so much. But God says, when we're talking about the Assyrian yoke being on the children of Israel, and some of it got destroyed, but God said, I won't keep my anger forever. I'll bring them back. It'll grow again. You'll plant again. You will be a fruitful land again. And God is saying for CFC, it's time for us to take full hold of whatever it is he's called us to do. That's why he said, find your purpose and pursue. Find those young men, find those young women and pursue. Say amen. Amen. All right, so you can finish reading that, but down at the end of that, I guess I need to go there because she lied on him. The scripture says, if you live godly, you will be persecuted. You'll be lied on, you'll be cheated, all kinds of stuff will go on. But what do? You hold on to the truth of God's word because it is your life. I started to say for dear life, but it is your life. And you hold on to the truth of God's word. If we get there, that Josiah became king after all these evil kings in 2 Kings. Before him, his dad and his granddad, and so many of them, they were evil, evil kings. And they said he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and he didn't turn to the right nor to the left. Too many are turning to the right and not to the left. The Lord says straight is the way. Can you say amen? Amen. Say amen. Amen. And so he said, young men, I'm talking to the young men and boys who are here, y'all share it with others, young men and boys. I intend to raise you up with power and authority, just as Josiah did after he became a king when he was 8 years old. Turn to 2 Kings 22. 2 Kings 22. He said, young men, I want to raise you up to become a king, so to speak. A man of importance, a man of prominence, a man who knows God and who represents God. He said, that's what I intended for to happen through CFC. Verse 1, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to rule. He ruled 31 years. That means he was 39 when it ended in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidah. I wrote it out. The daughter of Adiah, the of Bezek. As much time as I spent on that, I shouldn't make that mess. But anyway, listen. Are you listening? Do you have your ears on? Especially young men. I don't see but two or three, but are you listening? Older young men, are you listening? Women, are you listening? Girls, are you listening? Young men and boys, I intended to raise you up here at CFC, through CFC, with power and authority, just as Josiah did after he became king when he was 8. Josiah did what was right. He followed God like his ancestor David. Josiah obeyed God's teaching. He did exactly what God wanted. And in the whatever version I have here, it said, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all of the ways of his father David. He did not turn to the right or to the left. He did not turn to the what? Right or to the left. He walked the what? Straight and narrow way. CFC. Say, I'm CFC. God is calling you to walk the straight and narrow way. Us. Say that to your neighbor. Say, God is calling you to walk the straight and narrow way. And you tell them, whoever told you that, say, you too. Amen. You too, Therese. Amen. Glory to God. Listen to what it says here. The people of Judah and Israel had done so much evil for so long that they forgot about God and they served idol gods. When a copy of the law was found in the temple and taken to Josiah, he called all of the people together and had the commandments read. And they learned from them what God commanded them to do. And they turned from worshiping the idol God to the living God. And this hadn't been done for so many years. Go back and read it. It's right in the middle of all of this evil. This righteous man springs up. That's what God called for you and me. Right in the middle of all the evil that's going on in the world and around. Here's a righteous church, a righteous people spring up. And we are light, so we are light in this world of darkness. Let's look at verses 21 through 25. Then King Josiah gave a command to all the people, and he said, celebrate the Passover of the Lord your God. Do this just as is written in the book of the agreement, the commandments. Do just exactly what God said. Everything that God said. Let's just drop down to verse 25. Everything that God said, he read what the Bible said. This had been lost in the temple that had been destroyed. There never had been a king like Josiah before. Josiah turned to the Lord with all his heart. Say, all his heart. All his soul. Say, all his soul. With all his strength. Say, all his strength. No king had followed all the law of Moses like Josiah. And there was never another king like Josiah since that time. Say, I will be a person like Josiah who loves the Lord with all that's in me. And they will say that he or she was an unusual person in their walk with God. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Tonight, the Lord says, I give a charge again to Christian Fellowship Church and to all of its constituents. That's all of you. So that's me. Go to 2 Corinthians 6 and 14, New King James. New King James. You know, that's the scripture that the Lord gave me when he said for us to start the church, specifically in 1980. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. Say, I'm the temple. Come on, let's shout it. Let the devil know I'm the temple of the living God. All right. Then he said, as God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Keep going. Therefore, the second part of the subtopic on my title was CFC called out. Therefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and don't touch the unclean things, and I will receive you. Keep going. For I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, say the Lord God Almighty. God said, I had a purpose. I knew what I was doing when I established Christian Fellowship Church to be a different church to carry the gospel and many to come and receive and come and lead and spread this gospel all over the world. Now, what is he saying? You know, I know whether or not you're doing what you're supposed to do, but God is calling each one of us tonight to rise to the occasion. Say, arise to the occasion and fulfill God's call on my life. Say, my life. That many will have the yoke broken off their shoulder. Through the word that you speak, through the life that you live, through the prayers that you pray, through the joy that you bring. The Lord said this in conclusion. And I probably missed some of the scriptures I had down, but this is what he said. There's much for you to do. Many things or persons for you to become. That is, each one becomes this and that, whatever God calls you or me to become and to do. Find your purpose. Learn my word. Receive my anointing. Have all yokes, burdens, sicknesses, diseases, poverty destroyed. Rise up in my holiness, righteousness, purity, and take the nations. I'm going to read that again. CFC, the Lord says, there's much for you to do. Say, that's me. Many things a person for you to become. Each one, find your purpose. Learn my word, receive my anointing, have all yokes and burdens and sicknesses, diseases, poverty destroyed. Rise up in my holiness, my righteousness, my purity, and take the nations. Psalm 2:8. King James. You gonna get there? All right, everybody read. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. That's what God is calling CFC to. That was our assignment from the beginning. It has not changed. God said, go take the nations. And in closing, he said, don't hesitate. You are my body. I am soon to return. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's one place in the scripture when Josiah had read all of the commandments. Because see, they didn't even know the commandments existed. But they found them and they read them. And he said, will you obey? And they said, we will. So the Lord is saying to you tonight, will you find your purpose? Do all that he said tonight and obey. Don't answer out loud. Say in your heart, I will. Because the Bible said, don't be so quick to make a pledge that you're not going to keep. It would be better you didn't make it than to make it and not keep it. But you should say in your heart, I should say in my heart, yes, Lord, I will. Father, we thank you for the word you've given us tonight. We thank you for the hearers hearing the word tonight. I thank you not one will leave without knowing what you're calling us to do. Now we'll be busy about our Father's business. Accomplish all that you call CFC to do, bringing many into the kingdom, breaking yokes, and destroying them off the shoulders of many. Receiving our own healing for our own bodies and making sure that we set the captive free. Oh, how we love you and we thank you. How grateful we are that we are chosen and that we have favor with you like Joseph and Josiah and many others in the Bible. That we have favor and we do your will. We do it willingly, gladly, and we ask for wisdom in everything we do. In Jesus' name.